Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start today in Massachusetts, where early voting has begun, and the issue itself in the presidential campaign.
Well, that's right. Look, we know that in Great Britain, election campaigns are basically run in a couple of weeks. Anything can happen here. Trump keeps saying that Brexit is the model. In other words, that the polls got it all wrong. And that, of course, is possible. No two ways about it. There's nothing that drives a lot of the Democrats crazier than hearing we're behind from Kellyanne Conway and others because it gives a false sense of security to the Democrats. In fact, there's even a theory mine that the Trump people are saying they're behind just so the Democrats sort of get a malaise and take it easy. I'm thinking, though, that the pre-voting is very important because right now the great migration to Clinton is underway. And I think it can only help because when you make it easier to vote, you make it easier for Democrats to vote, interestingly, than Republicans, if you think about it, because Republicans always show up for elections in large numbers. Democrats do not. Too many other things going on, working class people. So this is, in fact, one of those reforms that will actually help. Now, in blue state Massachusetts, there's no question about what's going to happen. Hillary's going to win big time. But nevertheless, many other states are having it now. And the more states that have it, the more states where the demand will be that they get it also. And that the Republicans will be looking as if they are trying to hold things up. Now, in terms of turnout, you got to understand that if you have early voting, you just make it easier to vote, the turnout will be higher. Remembering that about 50% of Americans, maybe less, vote who can in a presidential election.
Well, in Massachusetts, they're voting on some ballot questions, one being question 4 on the November 8 ballot, whether to legalize recreational marijuana. And we see a story also in the Times talking about this very issue, that the election may be a turning point for legal marijuana, with California, Massachusetts, and 3 other states considering it.
Yeah, some of the polling I think I've seen in the past is that it's going to pass. There are many people who think it shouldn't. There are experts who know all about the addiction problem that is sweeping all of the country and thinking that marijuana is a gateway drug. And some of the great experts have said, basically, this is not a good idea. On the other hand, when you don't legalize, you create what we saw in Prohibition. You create an underground that sells the stuff. People are going to get it. And that creates crime. And let's remember that most states have already made it basically a ticketable offense so that you're not exactly being put into jail for some possession of marijuana. So it's an even thing. I know people who voted for it. I know people who are voting against it. And it is not an easy one. I'll tell you that right now. One thing I'm sure of, and that is they've got to come up with some tests that make it clear if you are driving under the influence of marijuana and you've caused an accident, or even if you haven't caused an accident, that there ought to be some way of holding people responsible. And that's a tough one.
Speaking of a tough one, Elizabeth Warren was at a rally with Hillary Clinton yesterday in New Hampshire, and she says that, quote, nasty women vote.
That's right. Elizabeth Warren turns out to be the great attack dog of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Look, she is a progressive. Her credentials are very strong in that area. She goes into areas where people have questions about Hillary Clinton. Saturday Night Live said you can vote for Trump or you can vote for the Republican, meaning Hillary. And you have a attack dog like Warren, who is a genuine progressive and who gets more applause than Hillary Clinton does when she gets up there. So she's a very good person. Hillary may have some problems with her because when she becomes president, if she becomes president, then Warren will be there saying, hey, you owe me and you got to come up with the progressive agenda that you promised.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
Okay, David, always great to talk to you.